What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Creative and to, you know what? This is... Yes, welcome back to Creative Antics. I'm keeping that. Welcome back to Creative Antics for the third time of me saying that. I am your host, Steezy Visions, and today I have with me...
Bizzle in the hizzle.
He's back in the hizzle.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, guys. And this will be our first one recorded. Hi to the camera.
What's good?
The side view. Hello. Yeah. The melanin is popping.
It is, ain't it?
Look at that in the back.
Man, you see
the light is flowing. I like it.
Shit.
So this gonna be ghetto. So it's gonna look ghetto. I don't even care. This is my first time doing this. Well, not the podcast, but the recording part. So we was talking about what we was gonna talk about today, and we're gonna talk about different things. I really don't know. Y'all know me. Random. Talk about anything. Yeah. But first, let's talk about... Oh, no. Hold on. I got to talk about this for a second. I know you've seen Drake.
Drake, what? He dropped the...
As soon as it popped out, I was like, boom.
It was immediate.
I was like, I knew.
And the crazy part, so I'm going down the list. I'm like, I've heard all this.
Yeah. I thought it was new, and then I was like, wait, no.
Yeah.
I know this.
It's just his little quick hitter singles.
He did thing. What do you call it? The Weeknd, when he put like all his songs, when he did the trilogy type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He kind of did that, and I like it. So you don't have to go looking. This is like your mood type package deal.
Yes, exactly.
Artists should do that more. Yeah. Like, I'm feeling in a mood.
Mm-hmm.
This is my mood. I want this song from this album, this song from this album. I'm going to put it together. And make a freaking care package. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is, yeah.
He did that. Mm-hmm. I respect him for that.
Smart.
That is smart very him, yeah. smart. Who else had music?
Did he put Sweeter Man on there? I don't think he got that Apple Music.
He put what?
Sweeter Man.
Mm-mm.
That shit goes so hard, but he ain't got it on Apple Music.
I don't think I listened to that one.
I ain't got time to be going to YouTube.
Yeah.
I can't hit the power button or go to another app. You can't do nothing.
Nah.
You
know who else had a good song?
Who that?
Big Sean. His single again.
I keep seeing tweets and stuff about it because Janae Akil, what's it? Akiko?
I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I'm not going to mess it up. I'm sorry, my sister.
You know what I'm saying? But the light-skinned beauty, goddamn.
Yeah.
And she was singing on it even though they were a thing. You know, I guess that was a big deal to people. Whatever.
I mean, but...
She getting a bag off it. Like, she's getting money for being on the record.
From what I know, they still cool. So, I mean, either way. Yeah. I mean, respect. You can break up without being bitter towards each other, guys. I know that's hard to believe in 2019. You gotta run up on somebody or make somebody's life a living hell because y'all broke up. But it doesn't have to be that way. Like, you can just break up and go about your way. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's called Single Again. I was going to... I was gonna play a little bit. It might be loud. I'm just gonna fast forward. Oh yeah, it's like the chorus. You see how she's singing on it?
Mm-hmm. That's probably how they both feel.
Yeah. I mean, I know the ladies heard her Triggered.
You know.
She had a freestyle called Triggered.
She went in.
And, like, you know, the crazy part is I was telling Jay the other day, I was like, when you listen to Triggered, it's like you can almost hear him, like, about to come in and spit on that beat. I was like, y'all just make music for each other. Like, it's crazy. Like, when you hear the song, like, hold on. I'm going to try to find it while we're talking. But when you hear, you're going to be like, he going to come in. Like, he about to go ham on this. That's how it was Triggered, yeah. Like, the beat. I'm just going to fast forward, too. Like, that's something that he would just come in. You feel me?
Yeah.
He like, yo. Like, also, real. I feel like he would come in and, like, kill that.
Straight up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And just come in and, like, if he did, like, remix, that would go hard. But, yeah, that's... I was really liking that. from Drake. I'm glad that he did that.
Yeah.
And then who else?
Big Sean is slept on. He's
he is.
He's one of the most underrated lyricists.
I feel like he is as well. Who else? Who? I had some random stuff. I got this new artist. He may not be new to some people, but he's new to me. Mm-hmm. His name is Kosha TG.
Never heard of him.
Man, this song called War, and then he has an EP called Summer Nights.
What kind of genre is he?
He reminds me. Dang, that's good. That's a good question. Because he's one of those, he can like sing, but he can rap at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I just call that an artist. I don't even know what to put him in because his songs are not all the same.
Okay.
Like, cool. He got that, like, this one song called Moving On. I'm just going to play a little bit from it. Again, I'm going to fast forward. Ooh, you like, you know what I'm saying? In the video, when you see this video, like whoever did his video was very good. Truth be told, they say I'm bold. How was you ever born till you made the cold? You was talking hot, saw me then froze. Caught me out of pictures, you say it was ghost. Whole time we ain't even had no goals. Just somebody you was stranging on. Preach to the choir, they can sing a song. Remember that time I said, leave me alone. Cause you had that man, leave me alone. Said you was meet me halfway. Yeah, mellow type. Yeah. And then he's got this War. I'm gonna fast forward a little bit. I just like his chord. If you ain't talking money, then you should have prank called. What? Yeah, you gotta listen to him though. I think that you would really like him. So Kosha, if y'all want some new music, I'm putting you on right now. Kosha TG, he's really good. And then the guy that's featured on there is Lil Zay. Yeah. I've never heard of them. I was just on YouTube. You know how like YouTube, I guess, tell you what you should listen to type thing, recommend. Yeah. And I was like, let me just click on it. Because usually I just go on YouTube to get like music video ideas. Mm. And I was just like, I just kept like listening to a song. I was like, yo, he really he's really good. And he's got a good following too. Like, it was crazy. I really liked him.
I see you got Cordae album
Did. You know what? I had not heard about this kid until he was on, I think it was the BET Awards with her. He spit a verse on there. And I'm like, oh, he cold. Oh, we're going to get to the next thing I want to talk about after this. Because he was on XXL Freshman.
Yeah.
The Cypher, which I'm mad about.
Yeah, it was
freaking
trash. I
didn't even listen to it. You should listen to it. It's freaking trash. I'm mad.
I heard Blueface went on there and spit a whole verse. He put on a song already.
Get out of here. I don't listen to him enough to even know that, but I'm not surprised. And guess what? It was trash.
I'm disappointed in him. I thought, I ain't even gonna flex. I was one of them people. I caught Blueface at the very beginning of his uprising. Mm-hmm. I thought he was gonna be like the next West Coast like vibe. You know what I'm saying? But nah, bruh.
I don't believe you.
I swear. I would let Freak Bitch. Oh my god, that's still a banger to me. You know, I still turn it on, but it's just like
I can't take him serious. I cannot.
Either way, I can't either. But at the end of the day, he making more money than me.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, he's making music. Don't get me wrong. He doing it, but a lot of people are too. A lot of people are skating by.
Yeah.
A lot of people not. I wouldn't call it making music. I would just like they put the stuff out and it goes. Anything they can go on a freaking TikTok, they making it because these kids is eating it up.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it is.
Pretty much.
All these songs are TikTok songs and TikTok is taking over. And honestly, if you don't get you a TikTok or something, you can make money off of TikTok. You could do a lot of things off of TikTok. I don't know if they got other things beside that like that you could do, but. You know how much you could do on TikTok? These kids are going to these little events and stuff just because they dance on a freaking video. That baffles me. And they got fans. They be like, yeah, to my fans. I'm like, you're 13. What are you talking about? To my fans, what do y'all want to see me do? I don't know. The homework? Because you're in, like, middle school? Like, I don't know.
That's the thing. Like,
I mean, all of us had a thing. We had MySpace and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's just where music is taking the culture at this moment. So,
are you afraid?
Let them live with it. And I say, because, you know, I would rather accept it for what it is because it ain't going away.
I feel like it is. I feel like it's going to evolve, but there ain't nobody to save us right now.
Maybe we don't need saving. Maybe it's going where it need to go. And we don't understand it. That. We don't understand it because our roots are already buried.
That's true.
We're not, so to speak, setting our ways, but we have a standard on what.
I mean, of course. Be, now, you know? Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not. The people making the music, of course, there's like one or two songs I'm like, to this one. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a club banger or something. But if we want to talk like music and just, you know, like music that I'm going to sit there and listen to and there's lyrics to it, mm-hmm. I have my people. Now, mm-hmm. if I want to get ignorant and I want to turn up, mm-hmm. believe me, I have my people. They're not making no noise. Exactly. I don't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. But the beat sound fire. And they got one or two verses that sound real good.
Yeah. Like Gunna. I have to listen to his shit like 10 times to understand the words.
I don't understand what he's saying. He can spit. He
can spit. Like, once you under him and Thugga, all them, the whole YSL movement, like, once you finally understand what they're saying, it's like, what the fuck? Like, they can really spit. True. Like, God damn, these motherfuckers.
That is so true. Man, like, I don't know. Some music I do like, and I'm not, you know, I'm not no producer or nothing. I don't know how that stuff be made up. But I feel like somebody needs to take some accountability when they be in that booth.
I mean, I like where it's going. I just hope we go away from just only talking about guns. Like,
that's not. I feel like that's not going to go away. Because think about it. Everybody who keeps coming up, they're saying that's what they live by. But that's exactly the culture, too.
No, it's that culture. We're letting a subculture of hip-hop and rap determine the whole culture as like a whole culture. You feel me? I don't know how to word that, but like, it's gangster rap is not the only rap.
No,
it's not. And like,
but think about it too, that's what the kids hear. And that's, even if you didn't grow up, some people, if you didn't even grow up in the hood and you listen to a song about being in the hood, you're like, oh, like, I feel that. Like, I don't even know nothing about no guns or nothing. I don't know nothing about the hood or none of that, but it makes me feel a part of it. It makes you seem cool or whatever in a way. So I feel like that's not gonna go away, and I feel like, you know, that's what they live by, because that's their story. But it's just a bunch of them who have lived that, and that's what, you know,
it's lame to me.
It
like,
is
like Yak, like, he really from it. People who really from
who
it fuck with Yak, Kodak. So people who really from it, like, that's not no music to them. That's a Negro spiritual. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't. It's deeper than the music to some people, and you can really tell with people once you really get to know people and why they listening to shit. They just listening to it because other people listen to it.
Yeah.
Like, some people listen to the music because it hit them.
It makes them feel some, like, I listen to music like that song I was just like letting you listen to. Mm-hmm. When he was like moving on or whatever, like, I can feel that because I've been through that. Yeah. I've felt that. Mm-hmm. I listen to trap music when I'm going to PT in the morning because I don't want to go there and I'm feeling like a thug about it. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like that meme that's like talking about drugs and stuff while I'm driving to my 9-to-5. Yeah. That is me. Mm-hmm. Like, I keep forgetting that this is there.
I look up.
Yeah, I know. Right? I'm like, oh, we're recording? Mm-hmm. Hi. Be my side. But I don't know. I wanted to talk about music on this. That's what we're going to talk about. Because honestly, I've been wanting to talk about this with people because I'm not being a creative who has to sit there and listen to music. Mm-hmm. Like, when people make music and they want me to listen to their music, or they want to do a music video or whatever the case may be. Like, I know I don't have to feel what they're feeling, but I'd rather.
Yeah, definitely. Your music should be a mirror.
Yeah. So when you come up to me and you're like, hey, I just want you to make a vision of this. If you talking about like something crazy, I'm like, and I can't see your vision about it, but you know, we don't have to be on the same page, I haven't met anybody yet who has done some outrageous stuff. I haven't, but when it comes to that point, I'm like, what am, like, I'm gonna have to come up with, I'm gonna have to use my imagination for real, for real. Yeah. And I feel like it's gonna come to that day. I'm gonna get that person that I've not done no type of stuff with like that, and I'm gonna have to pull something from deep down.
Man.
I don't know. And I feel like if I have to listen to it, I should enjoy it. Like, I don't know. I don't know if there's like a videographer or anybody out there. Like, I know you want to make the money, but say you don't like a song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, hey, I want to do this song. You'd be like, nah, I ain't with it. Like, would you say that? Or you'd just be like, I'm getting paid. I might as well just do it.
Because
I don't want to put something out that I don't like. Like, you doing a video behind this trash song or something.
Okay, yeah.
That's my name on the line,
with
too.
With your interest, with your best interest in it? No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But then again, it'll be a good, you can showcase your range. And
that is true.
You can make some off the wall and, like, catch somebody's attention and be like, oh, damn, they can do that with that trash shit. I know they're going to make my shit go. Like,
I've been thinking about that, too. Like, you heard the song, but the video made up for it or whatever.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that, like, oh. Man.
Motherfuckers watch the video and put it on mute type shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to watch the video. Hey, you know it.
If y'all ever done that, y'all...
hey.
Ew.
For real.
I could just imagine that. But yeah. So, that's what I've been listening to. And then, somebody told me to listen to Lil Keed.
Lil Keed. I heard about him. Yeah, ain't he part of the YSL movement?
I don't even know what that is. What is YSL?
I don't even know what YSL mean, but thugging.
What is what? Oh, okay. Oh, what is YBN?
YBN is, I don't know what the hell they be got.
Y'all,
going
y'all
on.
Need to help me out. What is YBN? Because I don't know, but you know,
YSL
I like a
couple. YSL is their group, though, their label.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who else did I have? K-Camp.
Oh yeah, he dropped that project. I liked it.
Yo,
mm-hmm.
I be.
Yeah.
All the way
me?
Up.
Yeah.
Like, people really sleep on him because, you know, he's one of them. He ain't got to make music all the time, but when he do, you know, it's
exactly.
going to be fire.
Yeah. I really like K-Camp. I really like, Fuck With Your Boy.
Oh, yeah.
I play that shit. I still play that shit heavy. And, She Got Her On.
Oh,
that's my shit. Goddamn. Oh, shit.
I'm done.
That shit's hot.
Who else?
Lil Roski, a lot of people don't know him.
Lil Roski?
Yeah.
No, you definitely. I definitely never heard of him.
His whole project slap. It's called Blackin'. I've been Blackin'. On it for a minute, but like that, it like I can't. It's one of them projects like you put shuffle, and you probably ain't gonna make it to the next song because you gotta keep rewinding that whole. Like he just go hard on every single song. So I can listen to that project all day long. I do listen to that project all day long.
And what's his name again?
Lil Roski.
Lil Roski or Lil Roski.
Yeah, but he calls himself Lil Ro or whatever. Like
Lil
his,
Ro.
You know, his, what's it called?
Oh, shoot.
I don't even like that gangster rap shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what he be spitting is like some real shit. And then he'll add a little like, but this is what I'm about type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's it from me. I mean, I have other people on here, like Young Dolph.
Yeah.
Key Glock.
Hey, that's crazy. You heard what happened to him?
Mm.
So he was coming in, and the police had, like, I guess, ran up on him at the airport. And they said he's under investigation. They took his jewelry, his phone, his luggage and shit. Yeah, like,
what?
Why would you take his
For
jewelry?
For what, though?
Like,
for what? You had no reason?
He under investigation. They took $2 million worth of merchandise from him. I don't know why. It's crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think I seen that on the Shade Room or Say Cheese. I don't know.
You know what's crazy? I don't even follow them anymore. Maybe I should for the...
Yeah, just to keep
for
up.
For this
yeah.
point, you know. But yeah. I try to keep my social media to motivational things.
Yeah, definitely.
But for the purpose of this, and to give you guys something, I mean, y'all probably know more than me. I don't even be in that stuff like that. But for the purpose of this, I should probably get back on that just to know a little something.
Yeah.
But you know who I do want to talk about right quick?
What's up?
ASAP Rocky.
Oh yeah. Hey, Trump, that Trump tweet killed me, yo.
They said, and he put the dollar
sign. Then he put the dollar sign to let you know which ASAP is ASAP.
Listen, I know who I'm talking about. He said, release my mans.
My God, yo. He's funny as hell. All bullshit aside, because this shit ain't nobody going to talk about Trump when he get out. Well, they will talk about him or whatever, but when last time you heard somebody say Obama? You feel me? It's just, it's a thing now. He's a target now, whatever. Like, he's not affecting my day-to-day life.
All right, no, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for the pay raise.
And you feel me? Like, but other I'm than just that, saying, like,
y'all. I know y'all mad, but he gave me a pay raise. I can't be mad about that. I got to feed people in my household, too.
Exactly. People be crying, but they could be a president. Like, shut the fuck up, yo. Like,
wait, is this real? Y'all tell me this is real or not. So, I guess he was released.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm gonna do better.
Say cheese in the shade room.
Oh, no, I had to let the shade room go. I just you know, like when it's more negative than positive.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I just like couldn't take it anymore. And then I'm seeing people in the comments. I'm like, so y'all pro black, but y'all ready to go ham on each other like at any given moment, and that it would make me mad, like.
You gotta let it be what it is. Like, it's social media.
Yeah, that's why I take myself away from it, so I don't. Hey.
I laugh. I get my keys in, and I keep.
No, some of the junk be funny. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. It be funny. And some of these people be putting it on themselves. I ain't gonna lie. But, okay, well, he's released. And he had a freaking show.
He released for the time being when the judge decides the verdict. But, I mean, it let him out the country.
What was the whole thing, though? Okay, he defended himself.
Nah, he beat the fuck out some dude who was harassing some women.
Okay.
And him and his posse just beat the fuck out of him. And it wasn't even beat the fuck. They beat his ass. You know what I'm saying? Like.
So they did it for a reason?
Yeah, they did it for a reason.
Come on, y'all. I mean, but, you know, assault is assault. Like, you know, at the end of the day, it don't matter what you're trying to do it for. Yeah. And apparently the Sweden police was not listening to that.
I like A$AP Rocky. He one of the people, he ain't gonna never fuck with you if you don't fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's how it should be.
He always on some positivity. I feel like anybody who hangs with Tyler, the Creator, is on some positivity. Because that motherfucker always smiling. You don't never hear nothing bad about him. And he always got good vibes. You know what
I'm saying? That's true. I used to be, like, the biggest Tyler, the Creator fan.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Like, you can ask anybody from, like, I used to hang out with. I used to have, like, the weirdest style. Mm-hmm. Any socks that he wore. I had, like, the weed socks pulled all the way up. Had the dad hat. I've always had a dad hat. Like, anybody who know me, you see my hat collection.
Yeah,
like, I have a lot of hats. Mm-hmm. So, anytime he would wear his little hat, I wore mine. I didn't start wearing the button-up shirts until, like, later on, but he would have always button up in the shorts or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like Tyler. OF. Man, I knew like Rella and all that. Like
Rella.
Yeah. The song, Rella. Oh, what? You don't know Rella? Let me snip it right quick.
I ain't gonna play. I like bro Bob. I fuck this flow. This is my electronic quest kit. I hearted some fresh shit. Nigga rap collect, bitch. Grow gray heads, don't stress it. I text messages to fucking messages. She let me in. I said sexy.
This is freaking
no. That's only like childish.
No, it's Domo Genesis, Haji Beats, Tyler the Creator. And hold on. Come on. Yeah, System 3 on this song.
I've never heard that.
But yeah. Who else?
Oh, if y'all didn't know, I don't know how you wouldn't know, but Chance dropped that rap on
That's what I was gonna. Oh, that's the one I was gonna go back to. So what's you got a favorite song on that one yet?
Yeah, Pusha Man. Oh, not his new project. I'm talking about his old project. Like kind of like how Drake dropped out on singles. So Chance turned, I guess he got him cleared all the music from the samples and except for Juice. Mm-hmm. But he put it on there because it was a mixtape. Because it was before the streaming era or whatever. It was like, I want to say, don't quote me, I want to say like 14 or 13. I can't really remember. I got on them late. So
I can't remember when I got to watching it or listening to Chance. I think I come across people by mistake.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's by mistake. It's just like I listen to somebody and then like it's either YouTube or iTunes is telling me like you should listen to this person and I listen to them and I was like, oh, I like their vibe. And sometimes I don't even like everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like musically wise, I like one or two songs, but then one or two songs is a smack for me.
Man, listen,
a smack the whole time. It's a smack.
I'm not even gonna lie. Acid Rap is the best project Chance has ever put out.
I think you're right too.
100%. Like nothing. Coloring Book, I was kind of disappointed because I see the potential Chance has, still has. I didn't say had.
Yeah.
And like I'm a hold anybody up to that potential I see, and I feel like he could have just did better.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he ain't gonna put nothing out that he ain't 100% confident in. So
that's true.
What he was going for. So
I'm gonna ask you a question though.
Mm-hmm.
Since we were talking about where do you think music is gonna go,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see? You can pick people like. Artists that you think gonna make it, gonna flop or whatever. Where do you see music? We're going to talk about, I guess, rapping.
The industry.
Yeah, the industry as a whole. Where do you see that going?
In my hand.
Oh. You heard it here first. He said what?
In my hand.
In his hands. So what do you do, Biggs?
All right.
We had to remind the people you've been off for a minute.
Because I've been on my project.
See, I like to hear that.
I've been trying to.
Got some stuff coming out, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't feel comfortable ever talking about myself and my dreams and aspirations, you know what I'm saying? But
you should.
I'm kicking it in the gear because I don't see nobody.
Doing what you're going to do.
Yeah, exactly what you just said. Doing what I'm going to do. They can do what they do. And hey, yo.
Yeah.
That's your lane. I'm going to stay in my lane. So, I'm paving my road, and whoever follow, because that's what I want. I want to inspire people. I want people to see, like, oh, this kid from fucking Bradley Junction, Florida, from fucking nowhere. You know what
I'm saying? If y'all don't know where that is, I don't either.
You can Google it. It can't even give you directions.
Jeez.
I'm from nothing. It's still segregated by railroad tracks. So,
oh my gosh.
Like this little kid coming up and just believing in himself and going for what he want. It ain't about being better than nobody. It's about being better than myself yesterday. So
get out of my head. I was thinking something the other day and I was like, I compare myself. No, I was having a conversation with somebody and I was like, I don't think like I'm afraid of failure. I've been failing all my life. I'm afraid to freaking succeed.
Yeah.
And I talked to my chief the other day. He was like, that's a real thing. He was like, people fail all the time. You're easy. Like, it's easy to fail, but like to succeed, that means you got to keep doing it and hold yourself accountable for everything you do. And I was like, yo, like, but I have to. Like, it's like you like stuck in a mindset of when I get there. But as long as you're doing something better than you was yesterday, then you're making progress. But if you just sit there and just be like, yeah, I'm gonna get it done, you're not gonna go nowhere. You're just a talker.
Now let me ask you this. What you just said, are you scared of people's expectations?
No, because I don't care about people's expectations.
Okay.
I've lost people's, I think that's why I don't lose friends and stuff, because I can tell y'all right now, I've never lost a friend. Never lost one. People may have walked out of my life and they wasn't my friend. Anybody who I need is right where they need to be. And that's because I never hold my expectations to anybody. When I meet somebody, I don't be like, this is who you're supposed to be. This is my expectation of you. So when you don't do that, I've got to be like, oh, you let me down. No, I don't have no expectation of you.
Exactly.
So when you do what you do, I'm like, I had no expectation. Exactly. So I can't be mad at you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, like, you did what you did. Exactly. Like, everybody's, and I had to take that into effect that everybody's not perfect. Like, exactly. Everybody's on their thing. Now, with that being said, if I keep coming around you, mm-hmm. you giving me a bad vibe, mm-hmm. I didn't lose a friend. Be on your way. You good. God bless. Whatever. We can't be around each other. And that's just it. I didn't lose a friend. I didn't lose anybody. Mm-hmm. I just can't be around you. I can't share my space.
Toxic.
It's toxic. And you, that could be a friend, family. I don't care. I just learned, like, I can't be around that in general. But, yeah, I don't have an expectation of people. Like, I feel like once you do, I feel like some people are going to have an expectation of people. I don't have an expectation of my best friend. Like, you want to do, like, for them to do well, but if they be like, I did this, you're like, I mean, pardon my language, but shit happens. Mm-hmm. Like, I just can't, who am I to be like, girl, you did that? Like, man, you messed up, blah, blah, blah. Exactly. Who am I to tell you that?
Exactly. Nobody's opinion matters.
Nobody's opinion matters to me. So it's only me. And it took me a long time to understand that, because back then, I always cared what people thought. Like, my mom, I always cared what that woman thought.
Yeah.
My friends, I always cared what they thought. Like, whoever I was with, I always cared what they thought. And then after a while, I think it took me being in the military and just being around people who just, like, don't care about anything.
Nah.
Like, y'all need to, like, I don't think y'all understand. If you haven't met somebody in the military, just be around them. Yeah. They don't care
at all
about anything. I mean, they care, but you don't understand what I'm trying to say. Because
exactly.
we're both, like,
I'm
just,
one of them.
Yeah,
I
don't care. Like, people be like, really? You like, yeah, I do
too much shit. Like, I have so much stress, so when I get my piece of happiness, and I don't give a fuck what going on, like, nothing can fuck with my little piece of happiness.
And that's why I try not to be in people's personal business. Like, mm-hmm. when people ask me about stuff, I'm like, listen, because my name's not going to be brought back up at the end of this.
Like,
so I'm can only tell you from right here, and then, you know, give you a little hug, I don't know, because I've so many times put myself out there and tried to help people, and it will backlash. I can only give you the vibes. Here, it's a good vibes. Rub it on you. Take it with you. Just don't bring it over here. Whatever you got, you got going over there, don't bring it over here. And I had to put that into my creativity. Like how I'm going to walk around having bad vibes, worrying about what everybody think, and you want me to do a project for you. Now I got to be like, oh, it's not going to be like this. When I first started, I was like that. I watched all these people do music videos. Even though they said, like, you don't have to have this right now. You know, if you're just starting, it's going to be like this. It's not going to be the best. Mm-hmm. And I was still like, I need to have this $1,000 camera. I need to have this. I need to have all these lights. Good thing I didn't go and buy it. I'm not going broke for this stuff, y'all. I'm not crazy. But it had me, like, doubting myself. Like, when you doubt yourself, it holds you back from just doing what you need to do at the moment. And that's what I was doing. I was like, if I don't have this, I can't do this music video. And that sounds stupid. Like, I'd rather be innovative and be like, no, I'm going to make this out of this. And then, like, not even show people, but to prove to myself, like, I still did this and I didn't even have to have that $1,200, you know, lights or whatever they got going on over there, because they started from somewhere, too.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know.
It's very rare that people judge your work off of what you've done. It is more so off potential, especially with anything art. Anything creative, self-expression is more so potential. So it could be like low quality or whatever, but it's the potential. You know. So that's how I feel about it.
Some people, I feel like if you're not going through it, some people don't understand it.
Yeah.
And I feel like you could say if I'm wrong, but how I feel about right now with how people are. I don't think people care about the come up. I feel like people care about when you're there.
Like
if I get to where I am and then I tell y'all, like, if you never saw anything I done, you never I never put a music, like, anything out. You never saw that I worked in this room or anything. Mm-hmm. And then I came out 5 years later, and I'm popping and all this stuff. Now my Instagram viewers are going up, my YouTube. And then I came out, like, 5 years later and be like, I don't know, music videos with, I don't know, Black, blah, 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 all these people. And I'll be like, this is where I started. You're going to be like, man, no, like, no, you popping. Like, you ain't start from there. Yes, I did. But y'all ain't see it because you didn't care. Or it was there, but you didn't care. You wasn't looking at me then. And I feel like that's how a lot of people are. Like, a lot of people, I am a big person. I will always be a big person about the journey. If you don't care about or don't understand or don't want to, like, think that's important, that the process and what you go through is just as important as getting to where you need to be or want to be, then you're not gonna do anything.
It's the small things. You gotta really fix the small things so the big picture is always clear.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what, like, I don't know. I don't care. I think that's where I'm getting at, where I don't care what people think. Because I've had people say to me, like, you should have done this in this music video. Well, were you there to give me that? Or...
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know the process we went through to even get to that point.
Exactly.
Or what I had to go through. Or what I had to buy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it's the same thing with you and music. Like, you're doing stuff. Yeah, it's definitely. Just like...
I'll show people stuff and they'll be like... Like, I'll let them listen to it through the whole thing. If they even get through the whole thing. Sometimes people just start talking, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay. Like, oh, shit, this beat go hard. I'll snap on this. Okay, like, anything you say from this point on is invalid. It, like,
it doesn't matter.
I'm trying to really get your opinion on my project, like, but it's cool. Like, I understand that is a big reason now that I don't even ask people's opinion on my music.
Yeah,
I don't.
I stop even telling people to even, like, look at the video before it's done.
Yeah, like.
I really don't even care. Because if it was my vision at the very beginning. And sometimes they see it from their point of view. I understand, like, when people see it from their point of view. But it's never going to be perfect to somebody.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you can put a video out or music out, get 3.9 million, I don't care, up views, listens. And there's going to be somebody to hit that dislike button. So you might as well do what you want to do anyway.
Yeah. It's your life. It's how you gonna be remembered.
And it's gonna be the person who don't do don't do anything. And that's how I feel about that. I don't know. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, I think I'm like afraid of failure. Like, in general, as a whole, with everything I do. And the thing is, like, nobody, like, everybody don't know my story. Like, nobody knows me as a whole. Everybody had me at different points in my life. Like, the people who I was with, like, back in the day, or friends, you don't see who I am now because you're not here. And, you know, like, how I am here, like, with you, I'm not who I was back then. So you don't know. You know a part of me.
Yeah.
So you can't be like, I know you. Like, you know me now. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard for me sometimes to just be like, I see myself being somewhere else, but I got to remember where I was. Like, I think about that. Like, if I didn't make this decision, would I even be making this podcast right now?
Decisions, decisions.
I swear. And there's a lot of stuff I want to do. And I just, like, I got to get myself through this first. Then I'm going to do it. But I try not to put too much on my plate. Like, the stuff that goes through my mind, the ideas in my mind, and I hate spitting them out to people sometimes because I feel like people don't get it. So I keep it to myself. And sometimes I guess people will be like, I don't know what it is about military people. Like, we have lives. I don't know why people don't think, like, when I tell people, like, yeah, I got a podcast, where, like, you do what? Yes, I live outside of the Army.
Yeah.
I have a life. Or I tell people, like, I do music videos, I do photography. They're like, huh? What? You don't just sit in your house and drink and play video games all day or whatever? No.
Go crazy on Tinder.
Or like, whatever. Or just go to the club? No. I for what?
Exactly.
For what? Man. So I can live like y'all? Well, I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. I do other things. Like, and I love doing these things. And so, like, if people know that you, like, rap or something, and they, like, hang around you at work, they're like, Nobody would know that you rap. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know what I do if I didn't
tell you. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and most of the time, that's why I don't say anything. Like, my ideas, I keep them to myself most of the time. And,
ooh, now you got me. I just be going through thoughts in my car, driving by myself, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't... The main reason, and I thought on this a long time about myself, the main reason I don't tell people about my music or promote my music or any of that is because that leaves time for them to have preconceived notions on whatever I'm doing is. And when they build that preconceived notion, it is extremely hard to break it. The only thing that's going to break a preconceived notion is if this amount of people, this mass is going, because people follow naturally, you know what I'm saying? And usually people who create preconceived notions on things and people and places usually are followers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
Because they're not mentally strong enough to take a step back and be like, just, you know, observe and absorb what's really going on. But, yeah, so I'm just going to slap the fuck out of people with the project just off bat. Like, you ain't got time to think about it. You ain't got, no, it is what it is. And it's right here. Like if you tell a friend about it, they're going to be like, you can't be like, oh, you seen I don't think it's gonna be that. Well, they can go decide they sell because it's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Like,
you ain't gotta say nothing else about it. Let them go see it for themselves.
Exactly.
I feel you on that. I didn't even think about that. They do, like, when I honestly, and I don't know to do like music videos and stuff. Oh, I could just imagine. What y'all are saying about me, but do I care? No, because none of y'all are going to say it to my face.
Exactly.
Number one, and if you do say it to my face, I'm still not going to care.
Exactly. These bitches is hoes.
I mean, I'm just happy that I'm doing, and I'm happy doing it. I'm happy to be sitting here on a podcast because, like I said before, this is what I wanted to go to school for radio. I wanted to be a radio host. Well, first I wanted to be in the WNBA, and then, like... that was a dub. So then I was like, I've always been into like artsy type stuff. Like, you know, I wanted to play the guitar. I don't want to be like an artist or nothing. I wanted to play the guitar, play the piano. And then once I got into that type stuff, I was like, oh, I want to take pictures. I've always been the one like, don't take a picture of me. Let me just take the picture of you.
Yeah.
And then the graphics, I've always, like, I used to do graphics. Like, if I show y'all the graphics I used to do, you were like, you garbage. I was garbage. But I liked it then. That's all I knew. I was on like GIMP 2.0 trying to do stuff. Hey, I thought it was cute back then. But compared to what I do now and compared to where I know I'm going to be, you can't stop me like at all. Like, but yeah, I don't know.
That's real. I just, ain't nobody perfect, man.
I just try not to think about what other people have to say.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, if you listen to people, what people say, you're probably going to quit. Whatever you're doing, you're probably going to quit. Or not even talk about it at all. You're not going to bring it up. Why even start? If you're going to listen to what people say, if you think that Beyonce care about what people think.
You feel like...
What? Not even just Beyonce.
I'm telling you. Like,
any of these artists, if you care, if you think they care about what you think, you're bugging.
Crazy part is some of them do, though.
I believe it, but some of them do. For the most part, when I'm getting $1 million checks and stuff, you're irrelevant. Like, honestly, anything you say is just... Who cares? But I mean, I'm not at that level yet, but I'm learning it now. So, you know, you got to learn your, like, learn what you're going to do. Learn.
Teach yourself how to be
that better person. Because if you just jump and try to be that better person, you haven't learned anything from there.
Exactly. You're in a situation to learn from it.
Yeah.
Like, you're in a situation to learn from it.
And one more time.
You're in a situation to learn from it. Like, what you're going through is a situation that if you don't attack it head first now, it's just going to keep reoccurring in your life because you're at that point in your life. You have to deal with that.
That's true. And people are like, why does this keep happening? Because you ain't dealing with it.
Exactly. Like, yo.
You never dealt with it. Ever. You never dealt with it. And so, at that point, it was donezo.
Exactly.
So, that's true. Oh, my gosh. That's true. Wow, I'm learning things about myself. Why I am sitting here doing this podcast. And this stuff that I be thinking about to myself. Like, I'm learning myself as I'm doing this stuff. Like, as I'm doing this podcast, like, today, like, I told Biggs we're going to do this thing today. And you know what I did? Like, it was just like an instinct. Come in here. Set this. It's, you know, like, little stuff. Set this up because it's got to be like this. Set this up because it's got to be like this. I tried the little headphone thing. Somebody going to have to teach me about that. Well, yeah, I tried to do the little headphone. It's just like something like, but say I didn't want to do it. Say I was like, I don't think nobody's going to like this, so I'm not going to do it. I do care if y'all listen. Don't get me wrong. I care if you listen, but it's like, say if nobody listened, like, am I still going to keep doing it? Yes. If nobody listens to this one today, I'm still going to keep doing it. Like, what's the point in stopping? I have nothing to show for to make me. I do have something to show for, that, don't get me wrong, but I have no reason to stop. So who knows what's ahead? Why stop now? Just keep going. Because some people, I feel like, oh, I ain't get the look I wanted to do. I ain't get this, so I'm going to stop. Who's to say that somebody, like, down the road, you didn't do anything yet?
Exactly.
You didn't do anything. You gotta, like, keep going to show for something, at least for yourself. Believe me, somebody's looking. Somebody's listening. Someone's always looking and somebody's always listening. It don't have to be a like on Instagram, because I promise you, they don't even have to look at your story. Somebody looking. I feel that all the time. Like, somebody's going to know something about you just by freaking looking. They don't even want to like your picture. They don't care about your picture.
They just want to keep tabs.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I feel like they keep tabs on people. Like, I feel like people, I feel like people watch me. Like, what I do for their reason. I don't know what the reason is, but I feel like people watch you. I think it's just what people do.
I'm weird with stuff. Like, I like to feel like a nobody. Like,
why?
It sounds weird, but it's because I know I'm not a nobody. And I guess it keeps me humble.
You got that reverse psychology going on.
Yeah, I battle with myself every day. Like, man, if you were to act like these dudes or flex like these dudes, like, you'll be up there like crazy. It's like, but that's just, it's just,
but it's
not
so many
me.
Flexes.
Exactly. It's just not me, yo.
I feel like that too.
I'd rather be the shadow in the dark. You do not see
me. I feel like that too. I was like, if I do this, then everybody gonna be like, I'm popping. Everybody gonna like my pictures, do this and that. But y'all don't even realize, like, I've never gotten so many DMs in my life about little stuff that I do. Like, when I take pictures of y'all, like, people just be like, yo, can we do like a session or something? And that was just us just playing around. Most of the pictures I have of him, Brown, and Jay, like, or me, we're just playing around. We would just go out one day and just like, boom, we're going to take pictures. And people like it. But y'all don't understand where I want to be. Man, y'all don't understand where I want to be with my pictures. Like, I watch people, I'm like, how do that. And then I watched them. And I watched them to learn. Y'all be watching people to be weird. I be watching people to learn.
Yo, that's so crazy that you say that. Yo, I was just thinking the other day, I was like, when you listen to music, or how I listen to music, I started out like, oh, I like how that sound. And then a second pass, oh, I like the words. And now me as an artist trying to really become an artist.
Yeah.
I like the third pass is like, I like how he did that. Like, and then I listen to figure out how they did that or whatever. So that's my process with it, like how you be watching your videos and stuff. Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't even listen to music from the aspect of just to listen to it no more. I'm studying how they do stuff, how they break their voice down. It's crazy. Like, I can't.
And the thing is, I can't do that. So we listen to music even differently. Like, I just listen to it like, if this is garbage, I'm turning it off. Like, at this point in my life, anything that's garbage, I'm turning it off. But like, you do that. And when I, like, look at music videos, I'm like, how'd he turn like that? Like, and then I'll go look at, usually somebody like with music videos, if y'all don't know, usually there's somebody who breaks down a video of that. Like if it's a big video, people will break it down of how they did it. And it's usually something really simple. You're just overthinking it. You're like, there's no way I can do that. Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. It's probably something little that you're not even like thinking about. Mm-hmm. And so most of the stuff like I look at or try to learn, I'm like, oh, I ain't gonna be able to do that because I ain't got that stuff be simple. They were just like, no, just move this way. Wait, what? I didn't even like think about that. Or just add this little thing on Premiere Pro. I didn't even know that was there. No, it's, you know, simple. Just do this right here. And then just do it multiple times, or you got to do this and that. I haven't got to anything yet that's so hard that I can't do.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just I overthink it, and I'm like, why did I overthink that?
Exactly.
Like, it might not come out perfect like they do. I ain't going to lie, I be freaking lazy sometimes. I'd be like, oh, I'm not going through that whole process.
I feel you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not doing that. Maybe the next video I'll do it. But on this one, let's just leave it how it is. But, yeah, that's how I do. And I'm honestly learning while I'm making music videos.
Yeah.
Like, while I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, this would have been good with this because I learned about it, like, maybe a couple weeks ago. And I, like, save stuff on YouTube. So I'm like, oh, when I get this video, I know this would be perfect. Like, when people send me songs, I'm like, I'm already going through, like, what I want to do. And I'm like, oh, this will finally be a song that I can do this with, or a video I can do that with, and I just do it based off that most of the times. And I know you do music. You do music based off a vibe, or
And with the learning the stuff, like the production side of it, Rob Taylor Productions.
Rob Taylor Productions.
But that man is on another level. Yeah. I'm trying to really have him be my 40. Like, I'm serious. Like, I love how he attacks it.
And he loves it.
He loves it. He be teaching me shit. He be like, yeah, man, I'm sending you a video. This is how you do it. This will make it sound way better. I'm like, hell yeah. So now he got me fucking with the mix tool and the level meter. And then I compress the file into a zip. And then
Spanish.
I put the zip in the mix. You feel me? And it's just like, I don't even like have to read the stuff no more. I know exactly where it is. I know exactly where my levels need to be. Like,
that's crazy. It's like you have a mentor. Just
exactly. He's a mentor.
That's what's up. And I think that's perfect too. Like, if you can be a mentor to somebody who's doing something, because I think a big thing now too with things evolving, people are like, hey, if I'm doing this, I ain't gonna help out this next person because that's gonna take away from me getting my bread. You're tripping. Yeah. There's so much bread out here for everybody. If y'all would just look at so much you can do, there's bread out here for everybody. There's opportunities out here for everybody. So if you open up an opportunity to somebody, think about how many opportunities. It's a lot like karma. You're going to get some good karma. Things are going to happen for you. So if you help somebody else, who's to say somebody else won't see that? Especially everybody likes to be accountable. I was listening to this the other day, like being accountable on social media. You put something out there and now you're accountable for it.
Yeah.
Because now people are going to be on you like, you said you was going to do this. So I think that's a good way of helping other people out. Like, hey, I'm putting this out there. I don't care if it's like two people. I'll help two people out this week. And once you do that, people are like, oh, like he's generous. He looking out and I'm learning something. Now you're teaching and somebody's learning. So now people are going to come to you and be like, even more, they're going to look at your stuff like, now I can learn from him because he's doing this and that. Mm-hmm. It's so easy, but people like trying to, I guess, take food out of other people's mouths, trying to feed themselves when everybody can be fed.
Exactly.
Like, I never understood that. But I don't know. It's a learning process for us both in this whole industry. Well, it's not even the industry. I don't even know what you in this whole learning creative process.
Yeah. I can't wait to get to the industry part. Oh my god, I'm a fucking.
I don't even know. I like at this point, I don't know. I'd be thinking about my next video or my next album art. I just be sitting there thinking about stuff like, oh, I should do this next. I really just get like inspired by other people's work. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like honestly, you may feel this way about me too. I'm not a hater. Like, I'm gonna like you. Like, if I like him, I ain't gonna be like, oh, that's trash. I ain't gonna do that.
Yeah.
She should have done this. No. I give credit where credit is due. Now, if you come for me, Because I didn't send for you. If you come for me, I'm like, that's how it is. But no, for the most part, I give credit where credit is due. Like, because everybody don't know where everybody's path has went.
Exactly.
Like, you could just be like, oh, he did this because he ain't have that. Mm-hmm. If you one of them people, shame on you.
For real.
Get yourself together. Because if you out here talking mess about other people, what you got going on is going to crumble.
Mm-hmm.
To the ground. It's going to crumble because God don't like ugly.
Yeah. Even if I have an opinion on something and I speak on it,
yeah.
I always try to end on a positive note about what I'm speaking on.
Now, if you ask me, like, if I ask you about a video, I expect you to give me your, like, utmost opinion.
Yeah.
Because us, as friends, you don't want me looking garbage or something, doing something. Because then I'm going to be coming to you later talking about, they said this was garbage.
Yeah.
And you be like, oh, it was garbage, but I ain't saying
this. Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like people do their friends like that. They be like, I don't want to tell her. Oh, my God, I cannot stand that. Yeah. If we're friends, and I feel like that's what people think about me sometimes, I'm very upfront.
Mm-hmm.
So when I tell you I don't like something, people take that the wrong way. But I'd rather tell you so you don't do it again. And I feel the same way. If you don't like something about me,
yeah,
I'd rather you tell me so we don't even come across this no more.
Exactly.
I feel like that should be in your work, too. Like, if you want to show somebody your work, make sure it's a person who has your best interests at heart.
Because
then you're just going to be in an evolving circle. You're going to be asking the same person, and they not telling you what you need to hear. Not what you want to hear. What you need to hear. Mm-hmm. So if you don't got them people around you, you let them go. Or don't ask them their opinion at all. But yeah. We went through some stuff.
Yeah.
That last part was emotional.
For real.
I felt that. I really felt that. But yeah, we can end it right here. We talked about some new music.
Yeah.
Well, old music too. And the sum of it all, I guess, just
follow your heart.
Follow your heart. Like, stop listening to everybody else. If you are listening to everybody else, stop it. Learn for yourself, if anybody, and move on. Like, everybody out here doing it, don't think you're the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody out here, they may not be doing what you're doing, and even if they are, do it your way.
Mm-hmm.
Do it your way, because nobody can be you. At the end of the day, I can't be him. He can't be me. He can't do what I do. But y'all know what I'm saying. But you are you. They are them. Let them be them and you be you.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
And that's exactly how it's supposed to be. So if you see it any other way, change your thinking. Get right with yourself. And do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else for the people, Mr. Biggs? Mm-hmm.
Peace in the Middle East. Goddamn. And when you wake up in the morning, ask yourself, how you going to chase your dream today?
Ooh.
And figure that out.
How you going to chase your dream today? Mm-hmm.
And that should be the only thing you think about until you execute it.
Yep. I like that. And hold yourself accountable. I don't care if you got to do it on social media. Go listen to some podcasts. Go listen.
This one preferably.
creative antics if you please come back and listen to us. I mean, it's gonna be different things going on. I'm so excited. I was telling Biggs about the things I want to go on before this. Man, I am excited, and guess what? I'm doing it the way I want to do it. So if you don't want to see it, don't listen.
Exactly.
But I'm gonna keep it 100, and I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna get better. We gonna get better. Creative Antics is going to be better. I love doing this. It's fun. I love just talking. And then I love you guys telling me that y'all love it as well. So thank you to the supporters who are out there. Like, still keeping up. I'm looking at the views. Y'all listening. I looked at it before this. I was like, oh, I'm getting views. I keep saying views, but I'm getting listens. Oh, snap. Yeah. But yeah, like, I love it. And I love doing this. And I'm happy doing this. And I plan on expanding and keep going and learning the process of this whole thing with recording and all this stuff. So bear with me. This is a come up. A come up. This is a manifestation. This is a come up. Oh, I know it's going to be better. So if you want to see some magic work, hey, just stick with it because it's going to happen. So like he said, peace to the Middle East. I'm going to say peace as well. Be blessed. protect your energy as you go through your day. And we'll see y'all next time. Peace. Oh.